Well, Darren, it's a filthy night, but the lads have got 3 points and a clean sheet.
Yeah, I mean, it was I thought it was a mature performance tonight. I thought it was a difficult game with the conditions and then everything else, what's been going off around the club. But I thought the boys maintained the focus and a vision on the game. And I thought the work in and out of possession of the ball was excellent tonight. And it was a mature away day performance. And obviously I'm delighted to score two goals and keep the clean sheet.
And Jay Rodriguez did get the last touch to Dorsey's header for the first one.
Yeah, I believe so. I did ask him. I said, was it you or Dorsey? And he said it was me, Gaffer. So I just said, OK, fine. Because I wasn't sure from where my angle where I seen it at, but just to see it go in the back of the net and to give us a platform to build from was excellent, really. So I'm really delighted and obviously pleased with the team's performance. Obviously, the light will shine on the two younger boys in midfield that we had today, which have obviously come out of the academy, homegrown. Really proud for them and their families tonight. The level of performance what they gave was of maturity. Considering you got two boys which are relatively young in age and experience in the football, but there were two mature, stellar performances from them both, and good to see Sam get on the score sheet, good to see Rakeem Harper put another marker down in terms of a platform in a level of performance again. So really, really pleased for them both, but collectively as a group of players tonight, for everybody connected at West Brom, I'm really pleased.
And great for Sam in particular, because he was very much in and out of the side last season, given the opportunity. He's had to wait for his chance again this season, and he's come in after Chris Brunt got injured and taken that opportunity tonight, hasn't he?
Yeah, and credit to him that he's taken on board all the information that we've been giving him. The young boys, I must say, Rob, you know, we've kept them in the building, and you look at the likes of Sam Field, Lee Cole, Rakeem Harper, Kyle Edwards, you know, all these boys we've kept in the building because we felt that they would be able to contribute some parts of the season. But what you've had to just do is keep building them behind the scenes and ready for these. And, you know, when injuries and suspensions have come in, they've stepped in. The pleasing thing for us is that the level of performance they've given and the attention to detail, and it comes by them listening, learning and putting it into practice. And we've seen a level of performance that you don't get to a level like that tonight of maturity without the work being put in. And they've done that, and I'm pleased for them because it typifies the work that they have been doing, and they're getting the just rewards for it. So we'll analyse the game, but initially on first hand, they can feel very, very pleased with their performance, and we look to try and build on it.
And for Sam Johnston and the defenders, a satisfying clean sheet, which have been a relatively rare commodity this season, that's really important tonight too, isn't it?
Yeah, really pleased for them because I thought they deserved it tonight. I thought the back four played very, very well. I thought they got the first contacts right on the ball, which was very, very important tonight, that we won most of the first contacts, but also around them, they picked up second balls, and then the pleasing thing when they did pick up the second balls, we got it down and played and took this thing out of the game. And I think when you got possession of the ball, you take away the opposition's threat, really, if you're in possession of the ball, and that's what we wanted to do tonight, because we know with the ball at Bolton's feet, and that they are a stern test, and they get the ball forward, they get it in the box, they get the ball wide, and if you get a percentage of those in the box and get it wide, you will fashion a chance or two. So I thought the boys defended resolutely, and when the opportunities came to score, we took them.
And just finally from me, Chris Brunt, you lost in the first half through injury. What's the early news of him?
Again, until my medical team tell me, Rob, it looks like something to do with the calf. To what level and what degree is, we'll wait and see over the next 24, 48 hours. But again, Chris, with all his experience, he knows he felt something in it. Cold night, it's never going to get better, so he's decided to take himself off. So we'll see what he's like in the morning, and then we'll assess him from there.